Yeah, so it comes out that what we said yesterday is Rashi supports that. That Eish is only what... Eish is only Ator Miyata Bishmirasa. And that's only where... in a case where he does a Biyadayim, he's Mazik Biyadayim, Baruch Metzuyah. And but now what happened is what? It's Ruch Sheinah Metzuyah, so it's not Eish anymore. So it's only Grumah. That's what Rashi says. Because it would be tough to say that the Torah just said you're not Chayev for a Ruch Metzuyah because it's Miyata Bishmirasa, but it's still Eish. I mean, that doesn't sound right. So it really isn't Eish anymore, because Eish has the property of Torah Miyata Bishmirasa. But what is it? It's the same problem that the Gemara had before. Before the Gemara considered it either Chitzav or Mamono, that it's only Grumah, it should be Pater. So therefore, it's only Grumah. And Rashi supports that because Rashi says on all four cases, because Pater Medini Adam, that's on Nunayim at Beis, Kesav are Grumah Ben Izak and Pater. So you see, Rashi supports that idea that it's a new Grumah.
Okay, so how do you learn how
Menos Kananah or Gemara? Okay. So now, nevertheless, Rashi says, Akofef kamasa letzarad leka kadesha tevayar bo'ah eish. So he's doing it. He's doing it as a grummer. So for a grummer, so be chayav b'dei shemayim, because it's a grumah seish. So therefore, he has to have in mind to be mazik.
Why?
What?
Why is that always the case by grumah that you mean
himself? No, but in this case, it's not an ordinary grumah. It's a grumah that's derived from eish. So therefore, it has to have the property of eish that he intends to do it. So what's now the only problem is, so that's why I would think that, but now the only problem is what's the Havami? That's the Maskana. Ma'od the same Olema mi Havi Yadayin Adasi Ruch Shein Metzuya. So maybe you could say that what? That I never thought that a Ruch Shein Metzuya would catch on. Right? And I was just joking around with the guys, just trying to scare them. But I never really thought it would catch. So therefore you'll say that it's not really a gromasesh. And he's pater. Kamash malon, that he's chayev. Why is he chayev though? Why is he chayev? Right, that's the problem now. Why is he chayev? Because apparently gromasesh, if he didn't think it would catch, he's just joking around, he didn't think the wind would come, so he just wants to scare the guy, so show him his dislike, so then the halacha would be that he's pater. Right? Halacha would be that he's pater. So Rashi's good, because Rashi's Kadesh Tadlik Boyeshi means the tzad, that it's to show that it's going to be madlik.
Not to actually be
Madhu. Because the Gemara says that he could say later, I was just joking around, I never really thought it would catch.
Gemara says that?
Yeah. So why is he chayev lamaskana? I'll be right back. Just think about that problem.
This is Tabagayesh means to make it look that way.
That's right. So he only bent it down because he wants to make it look that way. But he never really thought that it's going to catch. So what's the maskana of the Gemara?
About Eish, in other words, Eish requires a vigilance because of the nature of the uncontrollable. So once he engages it as a mazik, even as a joke, so he's violating being vigilant in regard to Eish.
You mean, so you have a choice. You could say either you don't need to have that kavana, right?
you don't need to have that come up.
But he still is a grama. He still was, in fact, a grama. Midine Adam. Okay. Either you could say that's what the Gemara is saying, or else what? That's right, because it's really grama. First, the Gemara thought it's grama's aish, so you have to have kavana. So Gemara's Avmin says he's going to say I never had kavana. So Kamash no, it has nothing to do with aish. It's grama's adam. So therefore, you're chayav.
So in grama adam, you're chayav deshmayin even without kavana.
Right.
But grama of aish, you would need kavana?
You would need kavana.
Why would it be?
Because it'd be like a told of aish. That in aish, you need kavana. So that would be the question.
Aish, you need kavana because pizza, you mean?
You need kavana because I tell me at the Bishmarasa. So the Gemara could learn in the Havmin it came under the same category. It's a gramas aish, and you need what? You need kavana. And here he doesn't think it's going to catch. So kamash malon, that when it's a grama, it's operating separately within grama. Gramas adam hamazik, so it doesn't need that kavana. Mm-hmm. So even if it's lo ala adaita, that's the smoothest way to think about it. That's the smoothest way. Midin grum. Right, but it helps you midin adam hamazik. Midin mazik, it'll help. Yeah, it's just grum. It'd be grum than a zaken.
Right, but
big difference. One is telling you a legitimate hefse that you give mozi and bezin. One is the guy wants to be a tzaddik. Or else, maybe you could say, I was thinking about that. Really, the Gemara's maskan is it's grum aseish, but grum aseish is really indefinite. Because it's only a grama. So there, even if he just thought about it, that's enough kavana. Now for kavana's grama, you don't need a definite thought. Because the whole thing is indefinite. So even if he just thought about it, that's enough. That's enough kavana for grama. I'm a sipik, which way to go? You can decide. The most interesting point is what Rashi made that point. I mean, we thought of it also, but Rashi made that point that the reason why he's pater midin the other machayev din shemayim is because it's grama, so it's mafkia from esh. Okay, so Taisvah is Diva Maskol Kisuye Kisise. He thought that it means that if he's mischaven l'tova, so then he's pata. Mischaven l'ra, he's chayev. So he says, so God knows, this is b'din Shemayim. So what's the chiddush? So he says, no, it means even if he's mischaven l'tova, and he intends to save the guy, but once he moves in and does an action, his kavanah l'tova doesn't help money. He has total responsibility. He has total responsibility because he moved in. If he did nothing, he'd be patur. But now he's moving in to save the guy. So when he moves in to save the guy, he has to use his brains. If he makes it worse, it makes the guy have a hefsid. He's going to be chayef. That's what Taisa says.
It's just like breaking the wall case.
They
wanted to break it to save the guy.
That's right.
But he took away a day's worth of protection.
That's right. That's like you have, today you have the whole court problem with a doctor on a plane. That he goes in to save the guy's life, but you can sue him. Because say he did something wrong. That's why they don't want to go save the guy's life. But that plane's stupid. Because what you're doing is you're killing people. I mean, Dini Shemayim is one thing, but But you can say to get you tell Dr. Yitzchayim within his mind. But you can't but you can't sue the guy. And because that's why they don't want to do anything. They don't want to take a chance.
You can't sue him here because it's grown, no? Not because...
No, here's what Medina Shemayim, in other words. So once you move in and assume responsibility to help the guy, you have to have your mind has to work also. You have responsibility to use your mind to make sure you're really helping him. And if you don't, you're chayav Medina Shemayim. Right.
What's that? Have you hired Mishim Hashem Zaveda to try and save his object?
To try and save the doctor?
No. So this guy over here is hired Mishim Zaveda to save the object. You see, a friend's object might be destroyed. Right? The river might flood, the fire might burn. You hired Mishim Hashem Zaveda to try and save it.
Oh, you mean he's hired?
Yeah, I'm saying he's hired the rice to try to save it, no?
I mean, I guess if he knows he could.
Yeah, he definitely could save it from the fire to a certain extent. But the only thing is, if he's not successful, the guy's going to lose the money.
I mean, if he feels he can do it right. So he's going to have to.
I know, but it's interesting.
But if the guy just moves in, I mean, all Tais is saying is that once you move in, you have enough rights. You have enough rights to do it right. That's all. Whether you have to move in or not, that's a question.
No.
But that's not Tyson's point. Tyson's point is why he's hiding in his mind.
I know, but it will cause it to burn less quick. Look, it's not going to stop the fire forever, but like it will stop the fire now.
Yeah.
Right? So okay. You're high to try to save
it. It would seem the Meiri holds that the only time he's going to be high with his mind is if he intended to be mafsik the guy. Why? Because the Meiri apparently holds that by grandma, he really putter. Because he didn't do it. You're removed. You're too far removed. You're too far removed from the hazard. But if your intention in Grumma was to bypass the Tashlumin by using a Tachbula, so the Grumma was really a Tachbula of yours, so then you chayev din Shemayim. That makes sense. In other words, if the Grumma was a Tachbula, a trick, in order to get away from paying, so you chayav din shemayim. But if it wasn't, then you're too far removed from the hezek to be chayav altogether.
Go to the mirror.
That's the mirror. But Taisvus disagrees. He also wants that grandma is chayav din shemayim, period. And the only thing is that even if his kavana was l'tov, he still assumes responsibility and he's going to be chayav. So Machlokes Tosfos and the Meiri would be whether you chayev bidei shemayim and grama, period, or you only chayev and grama if the grama is used by you as a tachbula to escape payment. So then bedini adam you accomplish the goal, but not bedini shemayim. Makes sense.
No, but you're going to say that according to Tosfos.